What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Jet Report. I'm your host, Pablo, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Brian Schultz. Brian, DC in the news. Todd Phillips already putting it out there. No Joker 3. Plastic Man, Brian. That came out of nowhere. When you sent me that, I was like, what? I had to look it up. I'm like, why? But it's James Gunn, and this is his world, and Plastic Man is right up his alley.
That is true.
And Keaton counts his money, Brian. Michael Keaton, man. Let's start off with No Joker yeah. 3. Obviously, we have Joker 2 coming out. And Todd Phillips made clear of what this movie will be. Is not going to be totally a, you know, musical type thing as what we were looking at it being. So he made a little sense out of what this movie will be, and that there will be no more Joker 3 unless this movie. Do you think Joker 2 makes as much money as the first one, Brian?
No, I do not. I do not. I think it'll make money. Mm-hmm. Budget is higher, but not so high that they can't.
How
make
much
money,
higher?
No. Oh, it's a lot higher. I mean, the first one, I think the total budget's like $58 million, and they made $1.1 billion. And that, you know, then Deadpool and Wolverine just broke that record. I don't see this retaking the crown, but I think the budget for this one's more like $150 million. But I think they'll easily clear $600 million, $700 million, you know. I mean, just, you take Joaquin off the Oscar. This is an Oscar-winning role for him. Lady Gaga, I think, has respect as an artist and a performer. So I think people want to see that chemistry. Yeah. And they can ride the wave of the first one. And so I think $750, very successful. But I do think it's interesting that he's pulling the James Cameron Terminator, you know, on this, where he sort of, his quote is, "It was fun to play in this sandbox for two movies, but I think we've said what we wanted to say in this world. I mean, that's pretty definitive. Like, this is the story I wanted to tell. I didn't even think about a part three. I couldn't make a part three. Now, you know, if it does make another $1 billion, they'll try to get him to do it. But he seems pretty convicted, you know, and it goes to our discussion about Elseworlds, right? Like, here's the director kind of saying, my part in Elseworlds is done. I'm good.
Yeah.
And we think Matt Reeves is very gently kind of maybe, you know, he's doing his thing with the Batman slowly but surely, but the other stuff is kind of petering out, and we think that's the beginning of maybe his end.
His run.
So Elseworlds kind of, as we said, it was really about two directors who had made a lot of money for the studio, and neither one of them seems to be, you know, they're kind of just wrapping up what they've already been doing. They're not really doing other stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's the right move. I mean, like, you just saw, I don't know if you've seen the controversy with Phoenix kind of like quitting on that movie that he kind of conceived and produced, like, right as they were about to shoot it. Like, he's a mercurial guy. Like, to get him to do this two movies in a row, like, you're kind of playing with house money already. Like, I don't know how much you want to go to the well, you know, for that. You know, it's like Ridley Scott didn't call him. You know, didn't call some kind of bizarre Commodus flashback or rewind, you know, in Gladiator 2, right? Like, he kind of left that legacy. So, I think Phillips is pretty smart. And also, I think Phillips may be a little scarred from the Hangover experience, where I don't know that he actually wanted to do three of those, but the money, they kind of forced him into it. And Hangover 3 is atrocious, you know? So,
yeah, that is the trap that you fall into when they start throwing all these things at you, especially money, to do a second and a third one because they're so successful. And I'm pretty sure, you know, it's like, I think, Brian, that I don't know if he had, after finishing the first one, did he have a thought of doing the second one already, or was this?
It's not clear, because he said he initially conceived it as a full Broadway show, and then they kind of ran into the logistical constraints of that. And then they came back to do it as a movie with some musical components. So it kind of almost seems like he wanted to take the ideas and actually put it on into a theater, like not on a big screen.
Got it.
It does feel like he had. So it feels like he had an idea, but it doesn't necessarily feel like he wanted that idea to be a movie, a traditional movie. And so now he's kind of maybe figured out a way to do that. But, so By the way, he officially broke your heart though, because he said that his Hulk Hogan movie with Chris Hemsworth has been canceled. It's not happening.
Oh snap! I thought that was in the bag.
He did confirm that. Yeah,
because that was such a long time ago that they announced that.
Yeah, but he said done, not happening.
Wow, I wonder why. Did he say why? Nothing.
No, just yeah.
Interesting.
Moving on to other projects. Yep.
I guess I'll put that on the list of five questions to ask. What happened to that movie, yo? That would have been great. That would have been Chris Hemsworth Oscar one right there.
So?
Plastic Man, Brian. Where did this come from?
So apparently, I didn't even remember the original iteration of this. So apparently Darren Aronofsky, pretty well-known director, kind of an eclectic director, Black Swan, The Wrestler, among other things. Apparently back before James Gunn took over the DC universe, there were talks about him making a Plastic Man movie for Warner Brothers and DC. But now it's resurfaced that he's been re-engaged in talks with Gunn and Safran about a Plastic Man adaptation. Would this be Elseworlds? Would this be our first sort of one-off from a famous director pitching them an idea? Who knows? But it kind of just popped up that this might actually be happening.
I won't say I wouldn't want to see it, Brian, because this would be, I mean, if you ask Tracy said one time that Batman said that Plastic Man is the most dangerous guy in the world. I wouldn't be against watching it or seeing it, Brian. But it's not like I'm clamoring for it. But if they made it, I would watch it. With excitement, I don't know, depending on the trailer maybe, and curiosity as to the outfit that this guy would wear, right? Because he has a pretty lame outfit.
It would be curious to see this appear at the same time that Reed Richards is appearing in the Marvel Universe. You know, given that he's similar powers and effects, not the same background, right? One's a criminal, one's a scientist, but similar visual effects. The other funny tidbit to this, which I was not aware of, is that apparently one of the other reasons this might happen is that James Gunn pitched Warner Brothers a Plastic Man movie before he did The Suicide Squad, and they said no. I mean, with Aronofsky, like, he's one of those, it could be anything, correct? Like, his best stuff gets nominated for Oscars. His worst stuff is unwatchable. Like, you just have no idea. Like, I have no idea what you're going to get. He's kind of weird. Like, his stuff is kind of weird, like, visually and creatively. So, I must be some idea for this to have gotten this far.
I doubt that major budget will be given to such a film. But still, nonetheless, with that in mind, in terms of the possibilities of a movie made by this guy and what it could do and what it could be, and James Gunn possibly being, you know, rooting for it, then it is quite possible that this movie will get made. I don't know if it'll come out around the same time as, I think it'll probably be something after Fantastic Four.
Probably.
But like, if we never heard from it again, Brian, I'd be like, did we talk about Plastic Man? Because it'll be forgotten. It'll be forgotten. And now, you got to read this guy quote, Brian. Michael Keaton, collecting checks.
I have so much respect for this guy to just tell it like it is and like say what we all know so often happens.
Not beating around the bush whatsoever.
Right, and like, you know, listen, Michael Keaton coming back to play Batman years later was exciting. Like, the idea of it is exciting. And, like, you know, The Flash did not go commercially the way that anyone hoped. He was fine in it. He was probably one of the best parts of it. And then he agreed to do it again for Batgirl, which will never see the light of day. But his quote to GQ, they asked him, was he upset when Warner Brothers scrapped Batgirl? Quote, no, I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check. End quote.
I could imagine him saying it.
And then he doubled down because obviously, as we know, the directors of that film, the directors who did the last two Bad Boys movies, they've done some stuff. And so he said, quote, I like those boys. They're nice guys. I pull for them. I want them to succeed. And I think they felt very badly. So that made me feel bad. But me?
I'm good.
That's it. Another day at the office.
See, that's why, listen, like, this is topical because, you know, we're talking about like RDJ and like, you know, the hype is real and they're saying all the right things. But this is really what makes these things happen, right?
Yeah.
The check clears and it's all good.
I'm good.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what comes after. He just told you. It doesn't matter whether the movie gets seen. This movie will get seen by zero people.
Yeah.
And his response, I don't care because the check clears.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think for him, Brian, it's like that because he's been in the game for so long.
He's been at the highs. He's been at the lows. Yep.
For those other people, like, I forgot her name, Leslie Grace, who was, who played Batgirl. Mm-hmm. This was her big moment, I think.
Yeah.
So for them and those other new people who had a part in Batgirl, for them, it sucks because this was their opportunity to be, you know, displayed to the world, their acting chops, whatever the case may be, whatever this movie was going to be. If Batgirl was as horrible as people say it was, they should be counting their blessings that is not being shown. Because those are the sort of things that ruin careers.
Yeah. Speaking of, right, like The Crow is getting released. And as we predicted, it probably shouldn't have. I mean, this movie is getting reviled by critics. But I will say, Michael Keaton has made very clear, if there's ever an attempt at a release the Batgirl movement, he will not be taking their call.
Batgirl from Jump Street. I felt like this was going to be a disaster. It served no purpose. And we were supposed to believe that it comes back to a conversation we had, Brian, about believability, right? What we would have seen, Brian, is probably similar to what we saw with Batwoman.
The CW show?
Yeah. In that same vein. Nobody really cared. Nobody really, what is this? No Batman? What is this?
Yeah.
It's a good thing that movie never came out, Brian, because careers would have been ruined and it was just with a waste of time. It would have been a Rebel Moon situation, a waste of time, Brian.
We got to do a show on that, on him at some point. That's a separate show, maybe for next week on him. The luster might be off finally. We'll see. But.
Yeah. People have probably come to their senses now. But yeah, let us know in the comment section below what you guys think of the. I mean, nobody really cared. I don't think nobody was really interested in seeing the Joker 2. Really, it's just that it made so much money that we're getting a Joker 2 and. We're going to come out and go see it. I still haven't seen the first one in its completion, Brian. And I don't probably think I'll probably see this one, even though I've heard great things about the performances. But in terms of the movie, I was watching some, and it just wasn't something that I was getting into. Let us know also what you guys think about the possibility of a Plastic Man. That is interesting, but also a movie that, if it doesn't happen, Brian, I won't lose sleep over it, right?
Yeah, same.
And Keaton, being Keaton, man, that dude is always entertaining. That's all I can say. He is my childhood memory of Keaton is Mr. Mom and Johnny Dangerously. Those are the movies that I grew up watching with Keaton, yo.
Well, the funny thing is he's about to make even more money because I saw the projected opening weekend for Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is big. Big.
Where is it at? Like 100 something?
Like U.S., it's like 80 million, like opening weekend.
Okay. There's a lot of fans of the original that are going to come out. And I'm pretty sure they're going to show reruns of the old movies. And you know, it's going to come out because that was a performance. Beetlejuice was a performance. That's one of Keaton's highlights right there. So he's going to do it again. And we'll see. And then you got other names like Jenna Ortega and some of the OGs coming back from the original, right?
Went on a rider. Yep.
So it's going to be very interesting to see. I never really got into the first beat. I saw it, but it wasn't my thing.
Nah, agree.
My wife loves it, though. My wife loves it, so I'll take her to go see it. But let us know in the comment section below what you guys think of all that's happening in DC news. Brian, there hasn't been any Superman stuff as of late, right?
Only thing James Gunn's saying it's done and he doesn't need reshoots.
And we couldn't get a trailer.
I think it's nothing. I still think it's sooner than you think. He's got all the footage now.
You think it's sooner than you think? What's the timeline?
Well, so obviously Joker 2 is an opportunity in the theater. That's a Warner Brothers movie, right? So there's an opportunity there. I still think you got the Christopher Reeve documentary in September. There's an opportunity, maybe an opportunity there. So I still think it's coming. I don't think we're going to have to wait till the Super Bowl to see it.
So by before October?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think, September, October. I think we get it.
Okay. All right, let us know in the comment section below what you guys think, and we'll see you next time on the Nerd Gym Report.
The show goes on! Yeah!